Oh, Daisy, how could you? How could you? You really are the limit. You're quite impossible.
Impossible? Why? What have I done?
She busily adjusted the tiny lever on her hearing aid. Wait a minute, wait a minute. You don't want to waste your sweetness on the desert air.
Honestly, Marcia appealed to Dan. She'd been in the midst of clearing away the supper things. Her brother and sister-in-law were still at table. Can't you say something?
I must admit, Daisy, I think it isn't very considerate of you to suddenly spring it on poor Marcia like this.
Dear heaven, said Daisy, it's only Friday night. They won't be here till Sunday. How much notice does she need? 6 months and a printed invitation? And I thought this was my home. Aren't I free then to ask my friends to come and see me in it? Of course you are, Daisy. Of course this is your home. But at the same time, perhaps,
you know I always do the weekend shopping on a Friday.
What was that?
I always do the weekend's shopping on a Friday.
I'm only surprised you don't do it on a Monday and have done with it. Then you'd have all day Sunday to plan for it and write out your shopping list.
Well, I tell you, I just couldn't bear to live my life in the muddle you live yours.
After a moment, however, Marcia spread her hands and spoke in a lower register.
Besides, you don't even know what they like to eat. Does this man from Persia eat normal food, for instance? I don't suppose it even occurred to you to ask.
She didn't wait for an answer. And how do you imagine we're going to sit 5 extra people around this table? It takes 6 at the outside.
Well, I suppose that's a relatively minor problem, said Dan.
But it goes to show she doesn't think. And what about all the extra expense? Is the housekeeping simply meant to stretch? I rack my brains to make economies, and then she just comes along. And no, Dan, I don't see why you should be expected to fork out. I really don't.
No one is expected to do anything, said Daisy grandly. I intend to do all the shopping myself and to pay for it. I assumed you'd both take that for granted. What will it matter if I have to do without a few little things for the time being? Unimportant things like cough lozenges or aspirin or the batteries for this infernal aid. I really can't think what all the fuss is about. A simple act of Christian charity to homesick strangers in a wintry land. That's what it started out as. I thought you'd be pleased. I didn't know that Marcia would carry on as though I'd landed her with a feeding of the 5,000.